Welcome back to the University School. It's game two of three nights of hockey for the DC Everest Evergreens. 3 hours on the bus, and we're just moments away from getting started. Want to clean up something from our pregame show. I had said incorrectly that the Evergreens were winners in this series last year. In fact, it's the University School that shut out DC Everest 2-0. And tonight's starting goalie for the Wildcats, Brian Botcher, owns that 2-0 shutout. It was the game after at Greenheck Fieldhouse, a 1-0 victory over Marquette, that jump-started DC Everest's season from a year ago. It's a much different situation this year. The Evergreens come in 0-2, and they played the first six periods of this season without scoring a goal. It's been an anemic offense so far, and the University School comes in with a 2-0 record. And a senior between the pipes, so you can tell that goals may again be hard to come by tonight. Tonight's DC Everest hockey broadcast brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Evergreens in the road, Green University School in the gold, trimmed in blue. The puck drops, and we're underway from outside Milwaukee. Glad to have you with us tonight. Evergreens control with Alex Denker. Out towards the red line, puck is loose, taken away by the University School and sent in. Evergreens tracked down in the corner. Sent around the boards. Evergreens trying to break the zone. University School hangs it in. First shot on goal and a save by Michael Moe. Launched on goal from out the blue line. Evergreens try and come back the other way. Counterattacking here, skating in, poke checked away. Chris Babiarz trying to do a little too much himself. Evergreens try and hold the zone in the corner. Brady Burrell unable to hold. Now the Evergreens go out to the blue line. Nobody home as the puck slides into the corner. Michael Plaza's there now for DC Everest. Evergreens try and feed Plaza again. He's got it on the backhand side, skating towards the goal line. Loses his skates down in the corner. Puck is loose as the University School tries and get it out. Evergreen send it behind the net. Tracking in the corner for DC Everest is Brady Burrell. Taken away, though, and the Evergreens cannot hold the zone. Sent down the length of the ice. Captain Duncan Brown sent it down behind the net there. Evergreens fighting for it. We're just underway. Back at the blue line. Now goes out to the point. Tommy Farrar's shot whistles out of play, and we have a stoppage at 15:41 to play first period. No score. Evergreens and Wildcats just getting started. Evergreens could really use a fast start after their two shutout losses. Off the faceoff, shot hits the side of the net and then rattles behind the net. Still holding the zone. Shot there from Chris Keeler. A little bit wide, out of play. Stoppage here. Our vantage point is high above what is now the Milwaukee School's goal. Faceoff is going to come just outside the blue line, taking it for the Evergreens. It's going to be Derek Tomczyk. Evergreens control the faceoff, but they're backpedaling into the corner. Fighting for it there is Nate Burns. Little action in front. Unable to put it down. Comes out to the red line. Evergreens trying to counterattack. Coming right in. Big hit right in front of us here on the boards. Bryce Dively taken down. Very physical in the corner as the University School tries and come out. And they're able to send it out to center ice. Evergreen send it right back into the corner. Much smaller sheet here, playing on a tighter rink than what we normally see at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. That might help the Evergreens, too, with this early season conditioning a little bit of a factor. A lot of tired hockey players in last night's 4-0 loss to Wisconsin Rapids. Teams get a change here as the puck set behind the Evergreens. Fighting in the corner for it for DC Everest is Austin Shiro. Evergreens try and break the zone. University School keeps it in, sends it back into the corner. Fighting back there for the Evergreens is Alex Denger. Still can't get it out. Now goes cross ice. And here come the Evergreens up to center ice and now into the corner. But a University School player is right there. Billy Miller takes it away. Evergreens trying to hold. University School comes back out. Had a two-on-two opportunity. Instead, unable to control the puck. Goes back down behind the University School net. Now along the near side. Trying to locate the puck for DC Everest as Babiarz and holding it in. Instead, one of the defenders here, Chris Keeler, senior defenseman, sends the puck out. Evergreen send it back in. Both teams skating full tilt here. 13:51 to play first period, and there is no score. Evergreens are still looking for their first shot on goal. Puck's free at center ice along these near boards. Wildcats looking to Cold. Ladin Sunyov sends it in. Partial change here for the University School as the Evergreens come back in there onside. Sending it behind the net, Avery Allard. It deflects up over the net and out of play. We've got a stoppage here. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Faceoff will come to the right of University School goalie Brian Botcher. Puck is loose. One of the University School players hit the ice hard. Jake Handel. He's up and he's okay. It's physical here in the early going. Evergreens can't hold the zone. University School has a 3-on-1 if they hurry. Skating in, looking for the open man. Pass a little wide. Michael Moe went down with the pads. Opportunity missed for the University School. They go over to the near side, fighting for it in the corner. Here's a wrist shot that's just a little wide from Tommy Ferrara. Behind the net, University School controls. Looking to feed now from the goal line. Skating in, wrist shot, a lot of traffic in front. Michael Moe got a save with the blocker, sent it into the corner. University School with the best sustained attack so far in the early going. They still hold the zone. Duncan Brown kept it into the blue line. Now looking to feed in the slot. Another wrist shot, a lot of traffic in front. Tommy Farrar got another shot off of the wrist, and it was sent away with the pads. Ferrara's got it again, got two men in front, and he scores! May have been tipped in front. Tommy Ferrara got one, two, three whacks at the net, and the third one went through. It's 1-0. Just too much traffic in front of the net. I think Michael Moe may have been partially screened there. He had a lot of big bodies in front of him. Three shots on goal in that sequence. University School has outshot the Evergreens 4-1. And it's just like that, a 1-0 lead. Evergreens look to control the faceoff, so the DC Everest Evergreens will play from behind again. Goal at 12:51 of the first period. And just like that, coming down on a breakaway on the other end, close range, there's a save from Michael Moe. Opportunity there for Ben Habrick. Going to give the goal to Duncan Brown, saying that Brown deflected that goal in front. Ferrara will get an assist. Face-off for the Evergreens end. DC Everest controls the puck, tries to send it back the other way. Can't hold the zone, though. Now fighting to come it in, break out the other way. It's University School team, fast skaters. Ben Habrick goes in, now goes behind the net. Got a whistle and with a stoppage as the puck goes out of play, stopping us with 11:55 to play first period. Both teams take advantage of the stoppage for a change here. Fresh skates coming onto the ice, and the faceoff's going to come to Michael Moe's left in his own end. Evergreens trailing 1-0 against, again, a very fast-skating University School team. Off the face-off shot from Riley Hill. Glove save from Michael Moe. Moe will hold on to it, so we'll have another face-off here. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports, brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Wildcats control the faceoff, but can't hold the zone. Hopped over the stick of Tommy Farrar. Comes out to center ice. Bit of a whistle. Icing call. Bring it back the other way. Both teams will send out first skates here. Penalties called here against University School. Evergreens will go on the power play. Who are they going to take? Tommy Ferrara will serve a two-minute minor. Cross-checking. The Evergreens control the face-off and hold the zone, looking for the equalizer, Alex Danger. Danger swings across. Tomczyk, shot on goal, traffic in front, just missed. Michael Plaza tried to redirect that into the net, and he was in front. Sent it just wide. Now another shot on goal, and down low goes goalie Brian Botcher with a good save. Pad save down low, guarding the far post. Best scoring opportunity for the Evergreens on the power play, trailing 1-0. Faceoff's going to come to goalie Brian Botcher's left. Nate Burns is in the circle against Duncan Brown for this face-off. Evergreens control the puck and go back out to the point. Minute and a half left in the power play. Trying to feed in the slot, partially blocked. Shot there came from Alex Denger, fighting for it in the corner. Sent behind the net. And sent all the way down the ice. Cleared out of there. Vladimir Sudinov sent it out. And the university school trying to be opportunistic, seeing if they can get something going shorthanded here. Duncan Brown, team captain, fighting for it in the corner, now gives up. The Evergreens will get organized behind their own net, having to rush the length of the ice. Evergreens come out. Here's a bad pass taken away. Coming in here, Hayden Brown skating in. He's in traffic. Shorthanded. Covered up. Saved by Michael Moe. The ball comes loose. Puck comes loose. And a little pushing and shoving afterwards. Someone's lost their stick. Linesman's going to come in and separate there. As the Evergreens almost gave up a shorthanded goal on what was a kind of a lazy, slow-moving pass. That was intercepted and came right back the other way. The Evergreens still have 56 seconds left in this power play, and they're trailing 1-0. Net came loose, so we'll have a brief stoppage here. Wildcats leading on a Duncan Brown goal assisted by Tommy Ferrara at 12:51 first period. Reset the goal, and then we'll have a face-off coming. Evergreens Hockey, brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Taking a moment here to get things set, and in fact, as the goal came loose, a penalty has been called on DC Everest. Power play opportunity goes away. They're going to take Brady Burrell here. Going to call Burrell for interference. So we will skate 4-on-4 for 56 seconds. And then the university school will have 1:04 left of a one-man advantage for them. So again, kind of an opportunity missed here for DC Everest. Yeah, that's a cross-checking call against Brady Burrell. May have been some of the action right in front of the net as the university school almost had that shorthanded goal. Evergreens control the faceoff. Again, skating 4-on-4 here. Jersey Judge now handling. Comes out to center ice. Almost deked out Chris Sackman. Now the puck goes into the zone. Good stick handling here for Hayden Brown. Brown going towards that again. There's traffic in front. Michael Moe down low. He doesn't see the puck. And it went right between his pads. Another score. Hayden Brown. A 4-on-4 goal. Makes it 2-0. Michael Moe got down low, but that one went right between the wickets. At 10:06 in the first period. Way to make sure that they really are going to credit that to Hayden Brown. I believe it was his score. Evergreens being outshot 8-2 here in the early going, and off the faceoff. University school controls again. Billy Miller sends it into the corner. 4-on-4 for only 10 more seconds. Then the university school has the man advantage. Peter Barney gets an assist. Hayden Brown's goal. 10:04. Pucks at center ice. Evergreens looking to control. Send it all the way down. And we're going to have a whistle at a stoppage here. 55 seconds left in the power play for the university school. They're already up 2-0. We'll have a face-off that'll come just outside the blue line. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Goals to Duncan Brown and to Hayden Brown, giving the university school this 2-0 advantage. Face-off is going to come in the zone to goalie Brian Botcher's left. University school controls. This looks like a really good hockey team. In fact, it'll be interesting to see how they match up against tomorrow's opponent when Walsall West comes calling here. Walsall West looks like they may be the very best in the state, so it'll be good on good tomorrow on this ring. Puck skips into the D.C. Everest net, so we have a stoppage here with 38 seconds left in the one-man advantage and 9:16 to play in the first period. Evergreen's trailing again and still looking for that first goal of the season. They're behind 2-0. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line. Puck is loose, comes back to the Evergreens. Cross-court ice pass. Can't have any lazy passes here. This university school team is just too fast. Duncan Brown sends it in behind the net. Took it away again. Evergreen defenders send it all the way down the length of the ice. We'll leave us with 20 seconds left in the power play. Wildcats regroup there. And looks like they'll get one more rush here with 15 seconds left as they force it up the ice. Here comes Duncan Brown's onside, skates in towards the right side, now goes behind the net looking to center, thought about the wraparound, goes back out to the point. Now looking around, wrist shot just wide. Chris Keeler had a good scoring opportunity there. Keeler wants the puck back. It's behind the net. Got a stoppage here as the power play is over without any further damage done. Puck went out of play. We're going to have a face-off outside the blue line, and both teams will change up. Glad you're with us tonight on Fox Sports Wisconsin. It is our second game of a high school doubleheader. Earlier, you heard Walsall East basketball. Tom King. Face-off controlled by Tommy Ferrara. Ferrara sends it behind the boards. Evergreen's defenders there can't clear the zone. Sent right back in by Justin Grant. Evergreen's trying to get it out here, and here they come. Good pass forward right onto the sticks of Brandon Kohler, but Kohler is checked right off the puck on a big hit. And the university school, a fast and physical team, takes it right back. 8 minutes to play in the period. And this fast-skating university school right back on the attack. Chris Keeler, he's onside, but unable to control the puck on the backhand side. Derek Tomczyk takes it away for the Evergreens. Now it's loose in the corner. University school looks to hold the zone. Nope, Evergreens coming back out to center ice. Evergreen send it into the corner. They'll get a partial change here. Nothing's going to change up behind the net. University school coming back. And here's a pass that's taken by the Evergreens. Skating on goal. One-timer is blocked. Tomczyk launched it on net, but it didn't get through. Went off the body of one of the defenders and now into the corner. 7.5 minutes to play. Physical in there. Dennis Grant fighting for the Evergreens. And that battle in the corner won by university school. Chris Keeler got it out. Now it bounces off the boards and goes towards the goal, and Brian Botcher, the goalie, will glove it, and we'll have a stoppage there. Evergreen's trailing 2-0. We are now in their seventh period of this young season. No goals for this team. Faceoff's going to come to the goalie's right in front of our broadcast location, taking the draw as Chris Babiarz. Briefly into the corner for Michael Plaza, looking to center. Traffic in front, but the puck comes free into the corner again. Evergreen's unable to get anything going here. Just like last night against Wisconsin Rapids, not a lot of second chance opportunities. When the Evergreens have pressured the net, it's been one and done. University school coming back the other way. They have a two-on-two opportunity. Evergreens did a good job breaking that up. Puck goes into the corner and out of play. Stoppage here with 6:55 to play first period. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. Face-off will come in the Evergreens end to Michael Moe, the goalie's right. Faceoff almost came towards the net, but it's an Evergreens defender there who's able to send it away. It's Chris Babiarz. Puts it forward now, and this is going to be icing. Come back the other way. As the Evergreens tried to slide that puck all the way down, but back will come. University School Wildcats winning their first two games. Opened up their season by bringing in here a team from Minneapolis. Again, two Walsall area schools come calling to the Milwaukee area today. Walsall West is playing at Marquette tonight. Evergreens play Marquette tomorrow afternoon, while Walsall West skates on this ice against the university school, which should be a dandy of a game. Back to live action. Puck is again in front and going down low. Michael Moe almost had that save. It comes loose in the corner now. University school almost had a second opportunity from very close range. Now it's behind the net. Ben Hambrick is fighting for it, centering, and Michael Moe covers it up. Save there, and another faceoff coming with 6:17 to play. Both sides send out new lines as we await this faceoff, which will be coming to Michael Moe's left. Hayden Brown takes the draw for the University School. He wins it. Able to get a shot right on goal off the faceoff is Riley Hill, and it's gloved by Michael Moe. Moe guarding that near post. Got a glove on it and holds on, so we'll face off again. University School getting a first goal from Duncan Brown, 12:51, and then getting a 4-on-4 goal from Hayden Brown for this 2-0 lead. And they're still holding the puck in the zone. Wildcats have had all the good opportunities so far. The Evergreens, again, unable to keep that sustained attack. Cross ice into the corner. Billy Miller. And a lot of these University School skaters just seem faster on their feet than the Evergreens. Held in there by Tommy Ferrara, already has an assist. Sent behind the net. Michael Moe doesn't see the puck for a moment. It's in the corner, out of danger for the time being, as the Evergreens try and get this puck out of there, and they do just barely. Very physical along those far boards. Takedown should be a penalty here. In fact, both two Evergreens came on and checked from behind. Referee lets them play on. Very physical in front of the University School bench. 5.5 minutes to play in the period. Again, banging hard along the boards. Evergreens are onside, trying to get the puck in. Avery Allard now down into the corner. Baby Ars leaves it back for Allard towards the blue line. Put a body right on him right away. Elbows flying too on those checks. Tommy Ferrara had that elbow extended, no call. Referees letting him play. Counterattack coming here from the University School. They're right behind the net. Duncan Brown looks to center. No one home there. Puck comes out towards the blue line. University School fights for it in the corner. They've been winning the battles in the corners here. A candle is fighting in the corner now. A centering pass broken up by one of the Evergreen defenders. They're looking to go out to the blue line for a clear shot. Evergreen's fighting out of the corner on the other end. Coming down is Brady Burrell. Burrell was looking for Chris Baby Ars. And it's one of the University School defenders. Takes it away from behind the net. Jersey Judge. Judge was looking for one of his teammates at the blue line. Instead, it goes into the corner, slides behind the net. Evergreens try and clear it out. We'll go under 4 minutes to play in the period here. And the Evergreens there slide it down the ice. This is going to be touched up for icing. DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston, and InterCity State Bank providing full-service banking facilities for families and businesses. Come bank with us. InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Thought we'd come all the way down for icing. Instead, we're going to have a face-off in the University School end. And Nate Burns is going to take this draw against Hayden Brown. Controlled by the Evergreens, Matthew Yonke. In fact, it's back there because we've got a penalty. Nick Epperson serving a 2-minute minor now. The Evergreens are on the power play for a second time. 2-minute minor here. And the Evergreens are unable to get something on goal, and it goes all the way down the ice. When Michael Moe comes out of net, we'll have to touch it up. Well, maybe the Evergreens can get a power play goal, trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time this season. Long pass at center ice, looking for Matthew Yonke. It's too long, and it's sent all the way back down by Tommy Ferrara. Penalty killing unit looks pretty good here for University School, too. This looks like a really complete hockey team. Evergreens wait to be onside, now send it in behind the net. But Chris Keeler, captain, wraps it all the way around and sends it all the way down. 1:09 to play. Evergreens will get a change here while they're on the power play with a man advantage. Puck goes all the way down where Jersey Judge is waiting for it. Sends it back out to the red line. Got another penalty coming up here. As soon as this is touched up, see what our call is going to be. Playing on while the Evergreens have the puck. Could be looking at a two-man advantage. Let's see what happens here. So, but nope, waving it off. Evergreen still have 37 seconds left here in the one-man advantage. And they're going to get a rush here. Skating on sides is Brady Burrell. Shot pad save. Ryan Botcher. Solid in net. And here's a pass taken away. Breakaway on the other end for Peter Barney. Barney skates in. Just wide. Almost another shorthanded goal opportunity just out of the reach of Michael Moe. Good scoring opportunity. Down a man there. Only 10 seconds left in the power play, and the Evergreens unable to get anything going. 2 minutes left in the period. And there's a pass that goes wide into the zone out of the reach of Alex Denger and sent all the way down. The penalty has been killed off by the University School. The University School back at even strength, fights in the corner looking to center. That's broken up. Keeping it in is Tommy Ferrara for the Wildcats. Skating through in Hambrick. A lot of traffic in front. Michael Moe looked like he was screened. Traffic in front off the pads. Loose in front, covered up. That was put on goal by Tommy Ferrara. Ferrara has been active when he's on the ice. Stoppage here with 1:46 to play in the period. Again, this University School team skates faster than DC Everest, and they've created a lot of opportunities off of that. Saw one ranking where the University School Club is ranked 10th in the state. Looked like they might even be better than that. Coming out to the point off the faceoff, Tommy Ferrara unable to control it. Evergreen's taken away. Now University School retreats to center ice. Have a two-on-two if they hurry. Pushing forward is Peter Barney into the corner as we go under a minute and a half to play. Evergreens break that up and look to counterattack. Here comes Tyler Kohler, but Kohler has the puck poke-checked away from behind. Behind the net, Evergreens try and hold the zone. Popped over the stick of Derek Tomczyk. Now sent back into the corner. But this fast-skating University School team is right there to pick it up. Chris Keeler, defenseman, captain, sends it back out to the red line. University School controls as we go under a minute to play. Evergreens trailing 2-0. And they're about to play seven periods of hockey with no goals to their credit. Michael Plaza has it in the corner trying to clear this zone. Now it's back behind the net for Nate Burns. Evergreens just can't clear the puck, and now it's taken away. University School player sets up from behind the net, now goes out to the point off the boards. Tommy Ferrara, shot just whistles wide. Another big scoring opportunity. The Evergreens continue to live dangerously. Here comes a counterattack, 2-on-2 if the Evergreens hurry. Skating into the zone and holding up is Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell looks for one of the trailers, goes back out, poked away. And we're going to have a penalty here as this pass was taken away by Justin Brandt. And then Brandt was tripped on what would have been a breakaway opportunity for him. Brandt intercepted that pass and there was no one between him and the goal. And they're going to take Alex Denger for 2 minutes, tripping. With only 20 seconds left in the period, this will be a one-man advantage that will extend beyond our first intermission. Face-off comes to Michael Moe's left. Evergreens control it and send it all the way down the ice. In fact, it was sent down on goal. Ryan Botcher uses the stick, sends it up. 10 seconds left in the period. Final rush here and coming right on goal. David Mai, now a stick save and a score from the left side. Vladin Sumanov found the upper left corner. Went back to the point and he scores with only 2 seconds left. Nothing's gone right for the Evergreens here against a very good opponent. So we'll drop the puck and let these final 2 seconds expire, and then the Evergreens will look to regroup in the locker room in what's been a very tough first period. And that's where period number one comes to an end. The University School has a 5-on-5 goal from Duncan Brown, a 4-on-4 goal from Hayden Brown, and one on the power play from Vladin Sumanov. Evergreens were outshot 12-5 in that first period. We're at the first intermission. University School 3, DC Everest nothing. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.